Welcome to Education Currents, a show designed to provide current educational news and commentary from a Christian worldview. The greatest resource any community has is its children. And by providing for them the best possible education, we are providing for ourselves and future generations. Join us as we explore the latest social and political issues surrounding education. Here are your hosts, Dr. Rose Gamblin.
Welcome, welcome. I am here with Carlos Gervasio and Franco, his son. And I really appreciate the fact that both of you have come to better communicate what your ministry is about. So set the stage for us, Carlos. How did you get into this ministry? And what is the ministry?
Okay. For a long time, we was working in Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona, helping in many different ministries. But this last 7 years, we are helping in the Arizona Conference. I'm the general manager of the TV channels of the Arizona Conference, the TV channel in Spanish.
Okay.
My first language is Spanish. And I, for many years with my wife and my son, who have 12 years old, few days ago, we worked for in design, graphic design, photography, and printing. And we started a ministry in Phoenix, Arizona, serving first the Arizona Conference. And then when other conference, other pastors saw our work, they say, hey, we need your help. We start to make illustration and many things. The most important is really before with my wife, we was working for the world. We was working for many international companies with high level all requirements. And we learned, God prepared us to make a good job working for this kind of companies. And one day I said, my wife and me pray and say, God, we want to help. We want to work for you. And for sure, God, take this word, take this prayer. And immediately we start to work for God, making the first magazine that the Arizona Conference have. And this magazine now, one of this magazine is in all United States.
Amen. So, Franco, you tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, since my parents have gotten this job, I kind of help bit by bit, just trying to promote a bit of
what grade are you in? What grade are you in?
I'm in seventh grade. I'm going to seventh grade.
And how do you fit all your schoolwork in, and then do you go over to the shop, or?
Well, actually, I do my homework at school. And then I go home and I help my parents at home.
Very good, very good. We are talking with Carlos Gervasio and Franco, his son. And we are talking about their company called Evangelia. And I've looked at some of the material and it is beautiful. The material
Thank
is
you.
Beautiful. We want to ask our listeners to go to the website. There's one website, very important. It's www.gcevangelism.com. And on there, there's free sermons that they can get.
Okay. Thank you for naming this, because it's very important for all the audience. The General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists in charge to us to make illustrations and build sermons. Sermons written by Pastor Mark Finley, Robert Costa, Dr. Landless, many important people. And we illustrate this. Sermons about prophecy, sermons about health, sermons about all our beliefs like Seventh-day Adventists. with new images, modern images.
Now, when you talk about images, are they PowerPoint?
It's PowerPoint sermons.
So any pastor could use them.
Any pastor, leader,
can use.
Lay pastor. Yeah, everybody can use. They need to fill a form in the website. Put what is this church, what division, what conference are, and immediately the website sends the password and they can download more than 60, and it's growing because each month we include new sermons that they can use totally for free. They can include this, use these images to illustrate his own sermons. The idea is try to help. Not our idea, it's general conference idea. They contract to us to make this because they love the kind of images we made.
Yes, and they are beautiful.
We are proud of that.
Yes, and the other website is your company's website, evangelia.co, not C-O-M, www.evangelia.co. And this is where your graphics and all of your brochures, magazines, all that kind of product can
all
be ordered.
Yes, all kind of resources the church needs. All kind of resources to make campaign, to make invitations to Bible studies, or make a magazine, or make videos. We have professionals. We are a group of professionals. Really, we have professionals in video, professionals in website, professionals in software. Software for what? For follow-up. Software to help to follow up the people in the campaign, follow up into the church, the activities of the persons. We have a specialist in Photoshop, building images. We have a lot of different professionals that work, Adventist professionals that work with us.
How do you gather those professionals around you?
Choosing people with the same goal that we have, that is finish this work. That is Jesus come.
Amen.
Please, Maranatha, come early. We need to finish this, and we can help. We know that we help to understand better our message because we illustrate the message. We try to make easy the job or other pastors, conference, or ministries.
You know, it is a miracle that you found that many people with that type of a skill that all want to see Jesus
absolutely
come soon.
Absolutely. God found for us, really come close to us and say, hey, we can make this, and we see and prove, and we saw that really you know what is this. God made all this. And when Franco said, when I finish my homework, I help in home, it's because we have our office in home. The rest of professionals are in their homes, yeah? And Franco helping our job at home.
Amen, amen. I want to remind our listeners to go to the website gcevangelism.com for these free resources. And then also, if you need resources done for your church, anything from bookmarkers, business cards, magazines, brochures,
website,
then go to www.evangelia.co.com. We're going to take a break here. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to Education Currents, a production of MRG Media. You know, be sure and like Education Currents on Facebook, and also consider partnering with us in this educational ministry. You can share your resources or show ideas My address is P.O. Box 413, Smithsburg, Maryland, 21783. Or call me at 301-824-3162.
You've got questions? God has answers, and they're all found in the Bible. Welcome to God's Treasure Chest. I'm Charles Mills. Let's see what's hiding in God's Word today.
Is heaven above our world or galaxy, or is it higher? And if you sin once, will you still go to heaven?
Since we can't see heaven, even with our most powerful telescopes, I'd have to say it's far from this earth and way beyond any galaxies we've gazed at. That's why I'm so glad Jesus offers to live right in my heart, where I can talk to him instantly, and he can be a constant part of my life. As for your second question, you need to hear a text written by the Apostle Paul, a man who worked most of his life for the God he loved. Listen, "I do not understand what I do. For what I want to do, I do not do. But what I hate, I do." Romans 7:15, NIV. Poor Paul. He wanted to be good, to be sinless, but he kept blowing it and hating himself for it. Christians aren't perfect. They make mistakes, just like Paul. But when they sin, they feel terrible and immediately ask God to forgive them and help them do better next time. People who sin and don't let it bother them will never enjoy heaven. But those of us who slip now and then, are truly sorry, and accept God's forgiving love, can look forward to the joys waiting in the new earth, where there'll be no temptation and sin. If you'd like to learn more about God and His amazing treasure chest, write for your free kids-only Bible course. The address is Treasure Chest, P.O. Box 53055, Los Angeles, California, 90053. Discover the many answers waiting for you in God's treasure chest.
Welcome back. I'm here with Carlos and Franco Gervasio from Evangelia. I'm learning how to say it. It's an Italian word. And we're talking about two resources. One, the free sermons that are available on the gcevangelism.com website, and also the ministry that you have in providing graphic design, prints, and that kind of material on evangelia.co. It's not .com, just .co. It's spelled out evangelia.co. Just before the break, you had started to tell us a wonderful story of a man that you met, and I wanted you to recount that story for us.
Yesterday, we was in the general conference in our booth, and one person is a pastor, it's a young person, it's called Eugene Hardwich from Germany.
Eugene.
And he visit to us and ask, what are you doing? What do you offer? Because, okay, we offer many things, but we want to give this bookmark where appear the website of General Conference, where you can find a lot of sermons in PowerPoint for free. And he gave me a hug, but really, really a hug with the heart.
Yeah.
And I say, why? And he said me, I was praying before come here. God help me. I can't visit all this quantity of booth. Please guide me to find that I need, because he knows that I need images, I need sermons in my country, and God guide me here, and I'm happy because this is the answer from God.
Amen.
And really,
yeah,
we feel so fine.
You know, we're all a part of the body. Some of us are fingers, some of us are arms, some of us are ears. And if we just can work together in a loving relationship instead of a critical relationship, the work will get done fast. Franco, you are sitting here so patiently, and I wanted to, you know, it's a witness to our young people to have someone of your age and your enthusiasm on the show. So just tell us a little bit about your philosophy of life at this stage.
Well, I don't really think that kids of the age of 12 or less would start helping in jobs that are really high quality, high work standard. And I just really love my parents, and I really hope that many more people would love Christ and get enlightened from not just our work, but everyone's work.
That's so well said. So what do you do for recreation?
Well, like in the GC community, I go to universities, I go to ministries, and I start explaining to them what I think of my dad's work and how I can explain to them that they can be helped with brochures and many other things with our help.
And so you're actually serving as a communications
consultant.
A communications consultant. So are you bilingual yourself?
Yes.
So you speak both Spanish, Castilian, is it?
Or? I speak English and Spanish.
Now, in your circle of friends or at the school that you go to, are there other bilingual students there?
No. I don't really have that many friends, but...
So you go to a public school or a Christian school or home school?
I go to a public school, but when I go into high school, I'm going into a Christian school that's called Thunderbird in Phoenix.
Okay. So in a public school, that's a pretty challenging arena sometimes. How do you keep your personal standards there?
Well, while I'm in a public school, what I do is that I have a good listening skill. So when I hear something, I can memorize it easily. So what I do is that I use what I hear and enforce it for work, for promotions, for all of the above.
Now, some people say that you can go to some public schools and there's not any bullying going on. Have you ever witnessed any bullying? Or
that is not true. There is bullying everywhere, public and private. The only thing is, there's more of a possibility that you'll get caught bullying in a private school.
Because of the smaller amount of students.
Yes.
That's true. And bullying is a huge issue. It is actually the great controversy playing out among our children, where Satan is using unconsecrated children to pick on other children. And have you experienced any persecution or bullying yourself?
Yeah, physical and mentally.
Really? And how do you handle that?
Well, what I do is I pray to God to help them.
Pray for your enemies. That's what us adults need to remember to do, is to pray for our enemies.
Yeah.
And those that despitefully use us.
I pray for them, and I always hope that they'll be better.
Yeah.
And I don't do the same thing to them.
Fantastic. Fantastic. I mean, it's a problem because I know we say, well, just, you know, run away, but then they run after you sometimes. So
yeah,
I don't know.
Run away. way. Don't ignore them. Yeah. Don't do what they want you. They want you to be mean to them.
Yeah. I don't know the answer myself.
They also do it electronically.
Yes.
Called cyberbullying, where you don't know who it is, you can't see the face, it's not a real identity, and they start bullying you. And people get scared.
Yes.
Many people have done suicide because of that.
Yes. That's an issue. And in my school, I'm a teacher, a principal. I have many students that come there because they've been in a bullying situation. And it's a big problem. It's a big problem.
Well, for all you kids out there, if someone is bullying you, don't be scared to tell an adult. I know that everyone has been telling you, tell an adult. But it will make it better.
Yeah.
And while you tell an adult, pray for them.
That's right.
Pray for them real, real hard.
And if you don't get any results from one adult, find another adult. Because there will be some adult that will take and will make something happen. Anyway, that's a great testimony, because we have young people that are being homeschooled because of, you know, I just got. And that is an option. That is an absolute option. You do not, parents, you know, should never make their child stay in a bullying situation. I mean, a parent wouldn't make themselves in a bullying situation. They, you know, if they were being mistreated at work, at some point they'd leave work. But yet, parents I've seen make their children keep going to school and being bullied. You know, get them out of that situation. Do whatever it takes.
Well, cyberbullying is really hard for little kids, because even if you're homeschooled, you already went to a school. They already started bullying you. So they will do it electronically. They'll come to your house pretending they're your friend and then start bullying you in your room.
Yeah.
And it gets worse. If you don't tell an adult, it gets worse.
Yes, and it seems like once you get a mark on your back, then other people take advantage of it too. Then other kids start bullying too. Well, this world isn't going to last long, and this is definitely part of the sin problem. And Carlos and Franco, you have worked together. You're working together. I imagine that, you know, he will be your legacy in this great quest to provide beautiful images and material for evangelists, for teachers, for parents that just want to share with their families. Please go to the website, www.gcevangelism.com or www.evangelia.com. And I'd like to close, Carlos, with you giving some words of inspiration to our listeners.
Thank you. I will encourage the people to make their sons and daughters grow in the ambience of Jesus Christ. All your home need to smell to Jesus.
Amen. Amen. And with that, we have one last thing to say, and that is God bless.
You have been listening to Education Currents, a production of MRG Media Ministries. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word, mrgmediaministries.com.